More than 30 Wisconsin communities vote Tuesday on a series of ballot questions calling for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. The measures are similar to resolutions passed in more than 70 cities nationwide. Grassroots supporters of the resolutions hope to send a message to the Bush administration. But opponents worry they'll send the wrong message to American soldiers. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports.
A standing-room-only crowd has gathered in the basement of an Evansville, Wisconsin library to discuss the local ballot issue that supporters say will affect each and every one of them. The debate is being waged with an approach that one might expect for something like a school referendum. But this town of about 4,000 residents south of Madison is tackling a global issue. Speaking for the Troops Out Now side is Will Williams, a decorated Vietnam veteran wearing a Prisoners of War, Missing in Action beret, and a black t-shirt with the slogan Veterans for Peace.
When you are living in a country where it's a two-party system and both parties ignore the cry of the people, then it's time to do what we're doing now, get a referendum to bring the change that's needed.
Sitting two chairs over is Ron Gay, who served with the U.S. Marines for 12 years. Gay wears a dark gray suit and sits with his hands folded most of the evening, except when he lofts his Bible into the air to accentuate a point. Gay is pastor of the Baptist Church a few doors down and is speaking on behalf of the town's Stay Till Victory contingent. He says to withdraw now would be wrong.
To put down wicked people like Saddam Hussein and immorally, unbelievably wicked like the worldwide terrorists, apart from war, it's never been done in another way. If you have a suggestion that works, I'd be happy to hear it.
Meetings like this one have been held all over Wisconsin. Activists are knocking on doors to get out the vote and posting yard signs. These questions are completely non-binding and don't carry the weight of law, but that hasn't stopped opponents from fighting them. The city council in Watertown, Wisconsin, tried to stifle a referendum there, even though supporters had gathered the necessary petitions. Organizer Penny Eiler sued and won. She says it was worth the court battle.
Well, it's important that democracy work and that patronizing people that think they know better than the populace can't stop us from speaking our minds.
Back in Evansville, people treat this vote as though it will have great consequences. After the formal debate is over, Marine Sergeant Kevin Lewis hops to the stage. The Iraq War veteran is determined to tell people what he thinks of their referendum.
It breaks my heart. The referendum affects me. It breaks my heart and it breaks the hearts of those over there.
Lewis lives in nearby Stoughton, where he won't get the chance to vote on bringing the troops home. But he says people need to know what kind of message they're sending and about how hard it is for soldiers to hear.
But you're putting it online every day. We're almost getting killed and stuff. And you have to, when you're pulling triggers on it, a shoot, no shoot situation, you doggone want your American people behind you because you're doing difficult things.
Some worry that if these questions are successful, it will inspire voters in other states to try similar efforts. Those behind the anti-war push say that would be a good thing. They say the war ultimately boils down to a local issue that affects every community, paid for by tax dollars and American lives. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson.